those in charge of the Fernando School, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, May 17, 1903. To those in charge of the Fernando School. My dear brethren, I have received a letter from Brother Santi regarding the work of the Fernando School. He says, God has blessed our Fernando School in many ways, and there is prospect of a much larger attendance in the next school year. We have labored for the students faithfully, and nearly all have given themselves to the Lord. For this encouraging report, I am very thankful. It is for this that we have hoped, and for this that we have prayed. Every student attending our schools should put on Christ, that by and by he may sit with the angels in heavenly places with Christ. The light given me is that the educational branch of our work will be of great importance. What is it that will make our schools a power? It is not the size of the buildings, it is not the number of advanced studies taught. It is the faithful work done by teachers and students as they begin at the lower rounds of the ladder of progress and climb diligently round by round. Intermediate schools are highly essential. There are many parents who do not know how to train their children to be workers together with God. They have not in all things outgrown their childishness, and therefore they know not how to care properly for the church in their homes. Fathers and mothers have become indifferent to their obligations to God and unmindful of their duty to their children. Therefore, we must establish schools that will be as the schools of the prophets. Recently, it has been clearly presented to me that by the continued sale of the book, Christ's Object Lessons, we may obtain means to help in establishing these schools and in freeing from indebtedness those already in operation. The Word of God is to lie at the foundation of all the work done in these schools, and the students are to be taught the true dignity of labor. They are to be shown that God is a constant worker. Let every teacher take hold heartily with a group of students, working with them and teaching them how to work. As the teachers do this, they will gain a valuable experience. Their hearts will be bound up with the hearts of the students, and this will open the way for successful teaching. Thorough work must be done in these schools, for many students will go from them directly into the great harvest field. They will go forth to use what they have learned as canvassers and as helpers in various lines of evangelistic work. Many workers, after studying for a time in the field, will feel the need of further study, and with the experience gained in the field, will be prepared to value school privileges and to make rapid advancement. Some will desire an education in the higher branches of study. For these, our colleges have been established. It would be a sad mistake for us to fail to consider thoroughly the purpose for which each of our schools is established. This is a matter that should be faithfully considered by our responsible men in each union conference. All the different interests should be given careful consideration, and then each school should place its work on a proper basis. I fear that my brethren have misunderstood my words regarding the Fernando School. I did not suppose that they would call it a college or undertake to do college work. I was pleased with the number of students present at the opening and with their appearance, and I wished to encourage them to reach the highest standard of excellence and usefulness. But I knew quite well that the school was not prepared to do the work done at Healdsburg College in advanced studies, or to give instruction that would entitle it to the appellation of college. It is a mistake for our schools to get out flowery notices of what they intend to do. It would have been well if, at the very start, you had counseled more freely with your brethren of the Union Conference, who have had experience in educational work. Some may think that at Fernando we should undertake to do the same work as at Healdsburg College, but we must remember that Healdsburg College was designed to do advanced work for our students in many conferences, and that it took years for Healdsburg College to reach its present advancement. In order for it to do this, a solid foundation had to be laid. Never did I entertain the thought that the present faculty of the Fernando School could do the work done in Healdsburg.